water chicks in the house. We're going to have to probably get her an intro like Ben. You know what I mean?
I think so.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Because I told them they were standing here just a minute ago, and I said, okay, put on your headphones. We're going to play. Mm-hmm. And she says, oh, we're going to play Jethro? I mean, so see?
She's already a pro.
Yeah, she's plugged into that. And Lacey, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, this is the first time Lacey's been here, and she goes, what? And so I didn't hear it, but Jennifer was explaining to her what Jethro trivia was. And
I said, we're probably going to get schooled.
Yeah, she giggled nervously, I know that. So anyway, so all right, let me see here. You know, I haven't even looked at it. I looked at it this morning and said, yeah, that's one we can do. Do you own a dog?
Yes.
Water chick, what kind of dog?
I have a border collie and a hound dog mix.
Okay. You have a dog?
I have cat.
No. Today is take your dog to work day.
Oh, man. I'm going to go home and get him.
We'll wait here.
No, I meant after this. After this.
Oh, I see.
After I leave here, I'll go home and get him and then bring him into the
okay,
office.
Okay, yeah. Because, again, I don't know. And again, as we discussed, some people may not think your dog is as adorable as you do. So,
well, the cool thing about border collies, though, is those things will darn near talk to you.
Yeah, mine does.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Hey, Mom, can we do this?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go. It's time now for Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz that we ask a simple question about pop culture or recent current events. It's fun to play and easy to win. Sorry, there's no wagering involved.
It's not always that easy, really.
Yeah. You know? Okay. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. Today, it's those crazy asteroids. Those crazy asteroids.
I know I'm likely to doom myself here, no pun intended, when we're talking asteroids, but I would like to point out, as Tom said, that it's not that easy to win sometimes, that I believe I've pretty much established a Jethro dynasty.
Okay.
All right. I think we're four in a row right now.
Okay? Oh, well, okay.
Oh, four-peat. Is that it?
Okay. It's already been four-peat. I'm pretty much the Pittsburgh Steelers of the Jethro trivia.
Well, this one's about the Astros, though.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, now, Lacey, here's what happens.
That means I'll lose 90 in a row.
This is a multiple-choice question, and I'll ask, and the boys will answer first, and then it'll be y'all's turn. And you can take an answer that other people have. In other words, even though Tom's usually wrong, if you want to go to
the same answer. As I was saying.
You're on a lucky streak now. I'll grant you that.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. Lucky streak. Luck has nothing to do with it, my friend.
Okay. All right, so here we go. Here we go.
This is mad skill.
A huge and potentially hazardous asteroid recently passed through.
Wait, stop. Potentially hazardous?
Yeah. Well, that has to do with probably how close it is to
some made of marshmallow.
If there's impact, if there's impact involving an asteroid, yeah, it's not going to give us a love pat.
A marshmallow cream asteroid.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that would pretty much burn up burn up in the atmosphere.
Yeah, what a giant s'more that'd make.
Wow. Roasted marshmallow.
Get
there.
Hershey to make a ginormous chocolate bar.
Yeah.
You're making me hungry. I haven't had breakfast yet.
That's it.
Okay, we're eating asteroids here. Yes.
Lacey's looking, going, what have I gotten myself into? These are crazy people.
My God.
Crazy people.
Yeah.
All right.
When's the contest happen? Yeah.
Well, we got that new T.G. Shepherd song we're going to be playing in a minute, too.
Who?
Yeah. What?
Never mind.
There's a butterfly. Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all are picking on me now.
All right, so here we go. A huge and potentially hazardous asteroid recently passed through our solar system and did what? Did it A, crash into the sun, B, breeze just past Earth, C, crash into the moon, or D, inspire several ridiculous action films? I think it's pretty easy today. Okay, Tom, you answer first.
Well, I don't think that it hit us, so I'm going to say it just passed us.
It breezed past us?
Yes.
Okay, Chase?
I think if it had breezed past us, we would have heard still all of the, anytime, because breeze is a relative term.
Sure.
And when we talk about asteroids breezing past us.
Yeah.
Golly.
I mean, Fox News would have been like,
near
miss with celestial body.
So where did it
tonight on Hannity?
Did it crash into the moon?
No, we definitely would have heard about that.
Yeah,
okay.
From CNN Moon.
Well, Greta would have just been broadcasting from home. I'm going to go with A, that it crashed into the sun.
Okay, all right, Lacey.
Breeze past.
Okay, breeze past. And Jennifer?
I'm going to go with sun.
Okay, she goes, all right, so we got 2-2.
Huh?
Yeah.
This is scary.
What?
Tom and Lacey are the winners.
Yes!
Yay!
Yes!
I knew it was... First time luck.
I knew I was going to doom myself.
Yes. Yeah, the trash talk got you. There you go.
That's all right.
But
that's all right. I'm just going to go back and.
That's pretty much a given anyway, yeah. Isn't it?
I'm just going to go back and polish my four in a row trophy. Yeah.
An asteroid about the size of a city block passed Earth earlier this month, about 14 times as far away as the distance between our planet and the moon.
Uh-huh.
In astronomical terms, that is a close call.
See, that's why I said I was really surprised we didn't hear about it.
How
we didn't need Bruce Willis on a shuttle going out there to save us all.
Howsomever, it is
Chase,
interesting because
you missed it. You were wrong.
The event is almost identical to the plot of one of the movies.
Are you talking?
The event is very similar to a movie that's opening today called Seeking Love at the End of the World.
Huh. That looks like that. Or, yeah, Seeking a Date for the End
of
the World.
Something like that. Yeah, that's a
Seeking a Friend. Yeah.
But that's true. I mean, we do. That mm-hmm. Now we'll have more action films about that sort of thing. All right. All right. We have to go.
I'm worn out.
I know. Yeah. So now new crowned champion of Jethro Trivia today. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm real excited.
You should be. What do you got for us this morning?
Obviously, we're here. I know we're here with Jennifer Nations.
Yeah.
She's going to talk about water conservation. But I'm here to talk about our Best of the Road show. College Station is the finalist for the friendliest category. What they did is back in then to April and May, we were going for votes. So you could go online to thebestoftheroad.com and you could vote for your city. And you had five categories. You could do best for food, most beautiful, most fun, most patriotic, and then friendliest. And everyone voted us for friendliest, College Station.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time you were voting for your city in a category, you were voting for a team who would get to go travel to these different, the top six in each category. And at the end, they would choose a winner. And so we got the Rogue Riders. It's Bob and Jennifer. There's two people, a couple, and they're going to all the friendliest cities, and they're making their stop into College Station next. They'll be here Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and they're leaving Sunday.
Oh, my. So they're going to be here for a while.
They'll be here for a while. I'm working with the CVB, Chamber of Commerce, TEKS, the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, and Texas A&M University to come up with itinerary mm-hmm. for things for them to do, tours and... And whenever we get that finalized, I do want to put it out to the public because everyone needs to come and meet them. And, whatever they do, they need to meet our residents because that's who make it friendly, not just, the big city official people.
I got
everybody.
You.
Yeah, so it's really exciting. If we do win, we will be featured in USA Today, Rand McNally's 2013 Atlas, as well as their GPS. So we'll be like, hey, go visit the friendliest city.
Do we know how many other cities are in that category we're competing with?
Yes, five.
Five.
So there's six cities in each of the categories.
Oh, okay. So do we know who they are?
I do. We have Cloudcroft, New Mexico. Uh-huh. We have Murray, Kentucky, Joplin, Missouri, and Frisco, Texas. That's uh-huh. the only one we're competing with in Texas. And then I'm San Luis Obispo.
Oh, San Luis Obispo.
Obispo. Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you. California.
She's a California chick. She'd know that, right? Yeah, okay. Well, so I need to stay off the street for about 5 days.
I think you need to come out.
Oh, yeah, you don't know me very well. Okay.
it's exciting. I think everybody can take pride in this.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right, we'll look forward to that.
Thank you.
Okay, so Jennifer Nations is here this morning. How are you today?
I'm good.
All right, so what's happening?
Just have some factoids and figures about water and a couple of... announcements or just heads up. We mailed out our drinking water quality report recently, and it's just it's the second year of our doing just facts, ma'am.
Nothing flashy.
Yeah. We heard from a lot of people over the years, this is really great, but I really wish that you wouldn't spend my money on this. And we said, true, fair enough.
Okay.
Most of the reports written by the EPA and the TCEQ, so it has all of our drinking water quality test results from January 1st to December 31st of last year, and then we mail it out. There's more information about water online at cstx.gov/water, but if you did not get one of those reports or if you have questions about something that you read in the report, you can give me a call, 764-6223.
Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, you were in the big city, huh?
Yeah, I went to Waco, Texas.
There you are.
Yeah.
Not one of the friendliest cities, but no. Anyway, but you were there because what?
I was participating in a workshop called The Business Case for Water Conservation, so I have my folder of stuff. And Lacey just did her bit, just to give her some credit, naming off all those cities. No notes whatsoever.
True. Yeah.
I always bring in like a file folder full of stuff so I can read three things out of it.
Yeah.
So.
But that's okay. So now what was the gist of this? What was the we're doing?
There's been a series of these workshops held last year and this year around the state. put together by some grant funding and some private foundations, but it's called the Business Case for Water Conservation, because a lot of times people and you know, water utilities, city managers, you tell people, or you know, in my position, you know, you might be going to the city council or city manager or something and saying, I have this great idea where the water utility is going to sell less of its product. Isn't that wonderful?
And wait a minute.
Yeah, in lean financial times, the decision makers might go, no.
No, we want the product used and bought, yeah, so we can have money. Right.
So this, it was geared towards city officials, water utility managers, and there were a whole bunch of really inspiring presentations showing how water conservation makes good financial sense for the utility and for the city overall. And so I had that one factoid that I was looking at earlier, and just, we've been real concerned about energy conservation as a nation, you know, for decades now, I think. But we don't really always think about water conservation. So there's so much energy embedded in water conservation. Like one study found anywhere in the range of 2,000 to 20,000 kilowatt hours per million gallons of water production and wastewater treatment.
Why does it take electricity?
8 pounds per gallon pumping and treating, moving all that water. It doesn't just get there on its own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we try to do as much as we can through gravity, but just, you know, pumping it out of the ground, pumping it out of rivers, moving it through distribution lines, it adds up.
Right. And obviously that's energy that has to be used. Mm-hmm. Are there efficiencies that they can be? I mean, it's still going to weigh 8 pounds a gallon, like you
right,
said.
Right, right. You know, at the plant, you can do very things. You know, it gets really technical, but you know, variable frequency drives, just anything that you can do to streamline the production. You know, put in, just like we do energy efficient products in our house, we can put in energy efficient equipment at water and wastewater treatment plants. Anything that we can do on the demand side to get people to reduce the water that they use, that's less water that's treated, that has to be cooled or, you know, heated, you know, less
made
chemicals.
Ready in some
made
way.
Ready. Yeah. So, you know, people just haven't really looked at it in that way before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting.
Now, then I guess also during the breaks, though, you get a chance to talk about new and cutting edge type things that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of caught your attention?
What kind of caught my attention was from somebody from Frisco.
The aforementioned.
Yeah. They're doing something similar to what, you know, in years past, College Station has sent out letters to, you know, people will stop me in the grocery store and say, oh, Jennifer, I got one of your letters again. I feel so bad. And, you know, we don't mean to shame people or anything. They're just informational. Hey, you know, you're using more water than the average citizen. But the problem with averages is that you have the great big 1 acre lot with lush landscaping and a swimming pool and then the patio home.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those things skew the average. So more cities in Texas are looking at just water budgets individualized for a neighborhood or for that type of landscape, that size lot. And Frisco had something like that. And College Station is doing something like that as well this summer, where we're looking at neighborhood averages and what someone uses, you know, comparing a homeowner's water use to themselves.
So you're changing, yeah, you're changing the category kind of a little bit, so people can get a truer picture of that. And again, keeping our fingers crossed, we've been pretty fortunate so far. We've had some rainfall, and that hasn't put y'all in any kind of critical situation.
No, yeah, we've had, I mean, really, there's no reason to have irrigation systems on right now.
Yeah.
And I mean, what Frisco had found was they needed, you know, they have some weather stations all around their city, and we just have the one at the A&M golf course. We probably need to put some more in, but with their research, they found that their customers needed to put out 11. I mean, this last year, worst single year drought in Texas history, right? Their lawns needed 11 and a half inches of supplemental irrigation in the year.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. So keeping our fingers crossed that the rain will continue to fall.
Right.
Okay. If they want some more information, what do they do?
Go to the internet, that internet stuff.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And www.cstx.gov/water.
Okay. There you go. That's Jennifer Nations. We call her the Water Chick. We visit with folks from College Station on Fridays on News Talk 1620.